Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Sandberg, I feel like we've done enough about helping people on today's show. It's been a very helpful show.
That's what you do, Steve.
Not normally. I mean, first off, earlier on the show, we help people by pointing out what a moron I am. With our science experiment. And then we've had several people come through that have been beneficial. We had a great kid of the week earlier. We had Dr. Smith. Dr. Ian K. Smith, we had our friend Jim on the most valuable person on the planet. All these, by the way, are podcasts, yes?
These are podcasted, and I can confirm the water bottle that has not been swaddled by the blanket is much warmer than the water bottle that was in the blanket.
Yeah. Just like I said, Dave, I can't believe you're wrong about that. Yeah.
Just the opposite of what you said what all the listeners said yesterday.
We help people with Sebastian Maniscalco to tell you tickets are going to be on sale Friday for his United Center. You know, I'm only half kidding when I say he's going to end up playing Soldier Field. I mean, you know, the guy, you start playing, the only guy that used to play, comedian that used to be able to play arenas, and Dave, you're old enough to remember this, mm-hmm. Steve Martin. Steve Martin went through a period in the Let's Get Small period, late 70s, where he was a comic who could sell 25,000-30,000 tickets.
Well, I can precede that a little bit, although certainly the evidence times have changed, but Bill Cosby, too.
Could Cosby sell that many tickets?
I remember seeing Bill Cosby at Coalfield House at the University of Maryland.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's funny with Cosby, because Cosby, as a stand-up, not as a pervert, as a stand-up, would just sit there.
Mm-hmm. On a stool or
Sebastian, Steve Martin with the bunny ears and Let's Get, what's the thing where he danced around? I've forgotten. Let's Get Stupid. A lot of physicality. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's even more amazing.
What about George Carlin?
Carlin sold a lot of tickets. I don't think Carlin ever sold out, 25,000-30,000 seat arenas. And Pryor, the only time Pryor did really big rooms like that were for specials, and he only did a handful of those. So. All these times, they are changing. It's 9:44. We welcome in the studio Mark Willingham. You know, good ideas are the helpful ones, and this seems like a great one. If you've got a daughter, a granddaughter for that matter, or a son or grandson who aspires to be a model, or you see something in them that could maybe go down that road, probably your first thought is, oh boy, I don't know. Mark's here to tell us about a new breakthrough, as far as I'm concerned, in what you're doing with a brand new app and a different way of looking at the industry.
We are, and thanks for having me.
You bet.
We decided that, the modeling industry really hadn't changed in 50 to 70 years. It's an iconic industry. Like, it's related to entertainment, music, and any of these artistic industries are really driven by dreams. And the models have been very susceptible, I should say, to predation and other things, and just really taken advantage of over the years. They've been moved from the center of the industry that exists because of them.
Sure.
And pushed to the peripheral edge.
And I would think, because there's more platforms now, there's more need for modeling than there's ever been before, because there's more marketing than there's ever been before.
Correct. And I must say that a lot of people believe they're models, because there's Instagram and everyone's out there saying, well, what is modeling? Is it a social media star? If you're an influencer, is it someone who you take photos of? And so there's a bigger component there.
And there's also models used to more typically look like a runway model. You had to be tall, thin, and whatever. And now there's a push for a lot more people looking, different varieties of people. So what wasn't, maybe you couldn't have been a model before, now a 5'6" regular looking girl could be a model as
real
well.
People.
Because, yeah,
real people.
Yeah, that's what advertising, they're trying to go against just the, perfect skeleton type model look.
Let's talk about the safety part of this, because this is a big deal.
Absolutely.
All right, so what do you do differently that helps ensure the safety of the model?
Well, for us, the marketplace is two sides. There's models and clients.
Right.
And we're equalizing it. So we're creating transparency. It's one of the primary things we're doing. So we want both sides to know exactly what the job is about, and agree up front. So no surprises. Everything's agreed in writing prior to a job.
Right.
On our platform, the clients actually have to apply just like the models. So they apply to book models on our platform.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're not just an outsource, you're an insource for the clients as well.
Correct.
And that's different.
That provides a whole level of safety and security, because we do criminal background checks, sex offender checks, We do ID verification, verification of need on every client that books a model.
So you don't want your client walking into a job and being surprised by somebody that you haven't vetted.
Correct. And we don't want the model walking to a job.
Or the model first is what I mentioned. Yeah, sure. I meant to say. But the client being
correct.
The job creator.
It's both. It's total transparency. At the end of a job on our platform, the clients rate the models and the models also rate the clients. And those are visible to everyone. So it's all transparent. Everyone knows what to expect, and they know what the prior behavior or history of jobs with that client or model is.
One great thing when you're trying to break through is to come up with a name for your new business that stands out. How is agent not trademarked 1,000 times?
I don't know, but it is now.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know what? For our industry, agent. That sums it up,
doesn't it?
It does. Well, you know what? The reality is we have agent.com, and we decided to start using join agent because we felt that just a generic word of agent didn't say enough about what we are doing. So you can go to agent.com. It'll just redirect you to join agent. So we feel like we're more of a movement. We are a platform, but we are about forward momentum. And so we want people to join agent.
So let's say you're a 15 or a 16-year-old girl. You've been told you're beautiful. You feel good about yourself. And maybe this is something you'd like to pursue. Is this something, if you know nothing, you can go on the website and get a sense of the business that you wouldn't have had before?
Well, to start off, you have to be 18 on our platform.
All right, I like that.
So, and anyone under 18, not to discourage you, but make sure you have an adult involved, your parent or, you know, someone who can give you guidance. And you want to make sure that you definitely, it's an adult industry. There's contracts. There's a lot of
sure.
obstacles.
But at 18, I think we can agree,
absolutely.
You're not a fully formed adult.
Yeah.
So let's take that 16-year-old example and make it an 18-year-old.
You're right. So we can't do it all with a platform. So part of our component on top of the safety is education. So we have a whole educational component to our platform where we provide guidance. We try to make sure that the models know what they can and should do given a situation arising that has any surprises. So they have to be empowered. They have to know it. I mean, one of the problems is the models don't feel empowered.
So you send a model into a job, you feel confident that they're fully prepared if they've gone through what you're trying to do at agent.
Absolutely.
It's important stuff.
As far as from a parent standpoint, even if you have an 18 or 19-year-old and they sign up for this, the fear of their picture just being out there for anyone to peruse and things like that, is it private, you know, or can everybody see you or just people that are looking for models for a job?
Just people who are looking for models. They have to sign up on the platform. Only the model's first name is shown. No access to their Instagram or social media. So we really put all these protection mechanisms in place to try to create the safest environment that we can for anyone in the modeling industry.
Because what's happened in the past is human products are sold like products and not like humans. And these pictures, once they've been taken in the past, in other mass marketing ways, they end up on the internet and they're gone. Whereas we talked about off the air, one of the safety concerns is a girl comes in and the photographer says, we need some topless shots. And she doesn't necessarily have a phone number to call. Was I up for this? She wants to make sure she's doing the right thing. She doesn't want to screw up the job. Next thing you know, the topless photos are in the hands of somebody that shouldn't have them.
Exactly. I mean, there's no friend network right there on most shoots. I mean, you can't turn to your friend and say, I mean, maybe you would. And if you do bring a friend, that's always a plus. But you can't really usually turn to someone. And you're always thinking, am I going to be blacklisted if I say no to something?
Sure.
Because some of these are big players. And even, you know, there's great agencies out there, traditional agencies, and there's really good agents out there. But there's a whole lot that aren't that great.
This is being called the Uber of the modeling industry in all the right ways, and it creates opportunity in Chicago, which frankly has only existed in New York and Paris and places like that. So when we come back, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure do.
Joinagent.com.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
If you're watching on CLTV, this is Chicago Treasure. This is the book that we were talking about before, and apparently at the end of the interview, I said, hey, go get the book. It's on Amazon. Might help if I gave out the title of the book.
That's right.
There's a lot of books on Amazon. Chicago Treasure, a very cool book combining traditional children's classic scenes with real kids.
And I know when you type it in, sometimes Google will correct it to Chicago Treasurer, and that's not
that's
what you're
different.
Looking for. Yeah,
yeah, so that's different.
Larry Brautman is the main name, though. If you search it with Chicago Treasurer, you'll get the book.
Mark Willingham is here, co-founder and CEO of Agent Inc. And joinagent.com is a new way to look at modeling. And as a business in Chicago, we've got just as many beautiful people here in Chicago as New York and Paris and London, but there haven't been the opportunities. How does this change it?
So one of the beautiful things about a platform like Agent is that we're able to bring modeling to the cities instead of the models going to the cities.
Right.
So, you know, that old story of jumping in a car or on a Greyhound bus and going to L.A. or New York,
sure,
and, you know, living off the streets basically or in a small apartment goes away because you can now build your career and only travel when you get booked. So
you can be the farm girl.
Absolutely.
Or the farm hand.
Correct. Bring it right into the Midwest.
Right.
And it's funny, you know, we talk a lot about how there's less face-to-face and more things digitally within the model industry specifically. This app is creating more transparency than there is in the face-to-face world because, you know, from the Me Too movement alone, the stories of actresses and models that were taken to hotel rooms and told
Harvey Weinstein,
yeah,
to use
weren't
going to
get another part or another sure. gig because of you know sure. they wouldn't do a certain thing. Like this has a safeguard against that.
Correct, and I think the interesting thing is that the conversations that came out of Harvey and Me Too movement are great because when people start talking, it sets the foundation for potential change. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we started this prior to that, but that was wind at our sails because everyone said, okay, there is a solution. And, you know, quite frankly, I watched shows and, you know, for almost a year watching people talk and even ask us to come on and talk about the horror stories of some of our models. And I said, I don't want our models to relive their horror stories. I think the issue here is talking about the solutions that we bring. We all know the horror stories.
Yeah, because
stories
the horror
exist.
Stories are the behind-the-scenes brainstorming sessions when you're putting the business together, realizing what didn't work and devising ways to fix it.
Correct.
As you've done here.
Yes. I think we all know most of the horror stories, and right. they're just different flavors of the same thing.
It's Mark Willingham, co-founder and CEO of Agent Inc. You sound like you're a secret agent. Joinagent.com is the website. Can you download the app?
You can. We have an app on the App Store. You can also go to our website, and we have a web app. So
you're on Android as well and Google Play?
We will have an Android version out in the next 60 days.
Great.
So, and right now, we are the world's fastest growing modeling platform. So we have over 25,000 models.
And it's a really good idea. I mean, I mean, this is not a slam. I'm amazed nobody has done this before.
Well, what people have done is they've used technology to try to replicate or create efficiencies at how a traditional agency works.
Yeah, this isn't how it was done. This
Correct.
Is how it's going
to be done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, like inclusivity and diversity are big things for us. We talked about it earlier. You know, the Barbie doll, you know, times have changed. And now, you know, we're about, you know, beauty has different flavors, and brands today
sure.
understand that. I
sure.
mean, you know, the banks today that are doing ads have models that have sleeves of tattoos because mm-hmm. that talks to the millennials. That's the customer.
A lot of different looks out there.
Absolutely are.
Congratulations.
Maybe you can be a model, Steve.
Again? Joinagent.com.